Now, when I talk about this thing about emotions, you have to understand that this isn't coming from an emotional guy. Some little loose cannon crybaby. Oh. You guys know my story, right? It was when I was younger, I was bench pressing 400 pounds. I had a name around town as a steamroller. And my family, my dad's side, came from the farms of Oklahoma. Not very emotional. You know what my dad would say? Boy, you don't cry. 6 years old, got hurt. Daddy, I'm hurt. Boy, you don't cry. Get up. 10 years old, 12 years old, arm surgery, going to the hospital. Daddy, I want to cry. I'm a little boy. Boys don't cry. Men don't cry. Man up. They would rule their house with a rod of iron, but they knew nothing about the compassion of God. And then what happens at 18? Suppressing those emotions. Can't be emotional, can't cry, can't do anything. Then you become a volcano and you erupt and it's not pretty. Most anger you see in men are little boys inside needing to release the emotion that was never released when they were younger. Fighting, mad at their father for never telling them, Daddy, who am I? Who am I? I can remember my dad saying that probably more than anything else. Boy, you don't cry. Men don't cry. So this isn't coming from some emotional loose cannon up here. This is coming from somebody who has met the risen Savior. And He's radically changed my life. And there are mornings. And there are mornings I can't stop weeping. And I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm going to praise Him. Because then I come out of there holding my wife instead of hitting her. You understand? Do you understand the significance here of what when God radically changes a life? And we're not going to get emotional? Really? You're just not emotional? You express anger real well. Is anger not an emotion? Oh, I can keep stepping on some toes. You express lust and passion real well. Are those not emotions? I'm just not emotional is an excuse to hide our hard, callous hearts because we don't know how to worship. And it's okay. God says, just come with the broken heart. I'll teach you how to worship. I have to worship Him. Sometimes there's joy, sometimes there's tears, sometimes there's nothing. Sometimes just waiting on God to move and to break and to restore and to rebuild. Because when I read the Bible, it comes alive. I'm not embarrassed by the Psalms. I want to embrace the Psalms. I'm not embarrassed by Paul because I can relate to Paul. Experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit in a person's life is powerful.